This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal-Mongolia seek deeper cooperation as Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal meets former Mongolian Prime Minister. Hydrology Department issues flood alert for major rivers across Nepal. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces new U.S.-Iran negotiations following paused military strikes. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal met with former Prime Minister of Mongolia, Ghombojavin Zandashtar, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Singhalabad today to discuss strengthening bilateral ties and expanding cooperation between the two landlocked nations. During the meeting, the two leaders held wide-ranging discussions on geopolitical similarities, trade and development partnerships, joint advocacy for landlocked developing countries, and shared Buddhist cultural heritage. Minister Kanal highlighted that Nepal and Mongolia share significant geopolitical parallels and expressed Nepal's intent to learn from Mongolia's experience in maintaining balanced relations with neighboring powers and managing international partnerships. He underscored that the new Nepali government is keen to strengthen engagement with Mongolia as a spiritual partner, particularly across trade, development, and cultural exchanges. Former Prime Minister Zandashtar emphasized the importance of smaller nations standing united in changing global order, highlighting the deep-rooted spiritual ties between both countries as spiritual neighbors. Zandashtar expressed Mongolia's eagerness to collaborate in promoting Buddhist values and supporting the development of chess in Nepal. The Flood Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned of significant rise in water levels across major river basins nationwide over the next 3 days. According to the latest bulletin released by the division, water levels in key systems including the Kusi, Nareni, Bagmati, Karnali and Mahakali rivers along with their primary tributaries are projected to rise sharply due to active monsoon conditions. While current river gorges remain below danger levels, continuous rainfall across catchment areas is expected to steadily inflate flow rates through the 4th of August. The division has highlighted a moderate risk of flash floods in small rivers and rivulets across 27 districts, including the Kathmandu Valley, Chitwan, Kaski, Sindhupalchuk, Sangwasaba, and Makwanpur. Authorities have urged residents in floodplain areas and vulnerable slope settlements to remain highly vigilant, track real-time weather updates, and adopt precautionary safety measures as water levels continue to fluctuate. Meanwhile, two-way traffic has resumed along the Narangarh-Mughlin section, which was earlier affected by landslide that occurred at various places along the route this morning. According to Arjun Khimire, who is engineer at the Division Road Office Chitwan, landslides struck the route at Twin Khola, Namsi Khola and Simaltal, 15 kilo and 17 kilo. The mudslides led to the one-way operation of the route. With the clearance of landslides debris at those locations, the road has become operational as of now. The company is carrying out construction works in Twin Khola area and has itself engaged in the clearance of landslide depositions along the road. Passengers are advised to travel with caution as there is a possibility of landslides occurring on the road section at any time. Devotees have gathered in large numbers at Lord Shiva temples across Nepal, including the iconic Pashupatinath temple in Kathmandu, to mark the third Monday of the holy month of Shravan, according to the lunar calendar. To manage the heavy morning surge, the Pashupati Area Development Trust had opened all four gates of the temple complex and set up four organized queuing lines to ensure smooth movement for worshippers. Special arrangements were also made to facilitate bolbom pilgrims arriving to the shrine. In addition to Pashupatinath, significant crowds of devotees were reported at other prominent Shiva shrines across the capital, including Gokarneshwar, Nageshwar, Doleshwar and Makhan Mahadev Temple in the Basantapur Darbar Square area. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that fresh negotiations with Iran are scheduled to begin on Monday afternoon, following his decision to halt planned massive military strikes against the country. Speaking to reporters abroad, Air Force One on Sunday as he returned to Washington from New Jersey, President Trump confirmed that diplomatic talks were resuming. In an earlier statement posted on Truth Social, Trump noted that he agreed to call off the planned strikes at the request of Tehran and Middle East partners, specially identifying Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, along with officials from the United Arab Emirates and Qatar, who urged a diplomatic resolution. According to the U.S. President, the framework for a potential agreement centers on the complete reopening of the strategic Strait of Hormuz and addressing Iran's nuclear program, while President Trump stated that the U.S. remains prepared for military action if talks stall. He declined to set a firm deadline for reaching a deal, adding that the primary goal is to avoid unnecessary loss of life. Iranian officials have not yet formally responded to the announcement, though diplomatic discussions involving regional mediators remain ongoing. Two crew members have been killed after two helicopters collided mid-air in Greece while battling wildfires. The fatalities were a Danish pilot and a Greek fire service liaison officer. A British pilot and another Greek coordinator on the second helicopter survived. Video of the incident some 65 kilometers west of the capital Athens shows one of the two Bell helicopters hitting the rotors of the other, which burst into flames and crashed in a ravine. The other aircraft made an emergency landing. Wildfires have broken out in Greece this week, prompting mass evacuations. Other European states have also suffered devastating blazes during prolonged heat waves. According to the Greek Fire Service, two Bell helicopters leased from Australian company McDermott Aviation collided on Sunday while taking part in efforts to tackle a large wildfire burning on the Attica-Boeotia border. The crew members of one aircraft were rescued alive, while the second crew were recovered unconscious and later pronounced dead. The Greek Prime Minister expressed his deepest sorrow over the accident. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal-Mongolia seek deeper cooperation as Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal meets former Mongolian Prime Minister. Hydrology Department issues flood alert for major rivers across Nepal, and U.S. President Donald Trump announces new U.S.-Iran negotiations following post-military strikes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.